Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. Yes, it is a beautiful day in Hawaii. We're overlooking Oahu's South Shore, where golf is played year-round. This is the Golf Club, Saturday, January 28th, the end of the first month of the year. It's amazing. In the clubhouse this morning, Ron Cyrak, author, executive editor, Golf World, senior writer, Golf Digest, along with Hannah June, Brian Taylor, James Ross, Meredith Lemoran. But first, the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
And welcome to the show, Ron Cyrak, the executive editor, Golf World. So good to talk to you. So great to meet you in person last week at the Humana Challenge.
Yeah, that was a real treat. It's always nice to be able to associate faces with voices.
That's exactly.
It's a beautiful day here in San Diego also today.
Yeah, I saw one of the pictures that you sent on Twitter. It's a beautiful drive to what you said was work.
it's amazing that this is a state park, 36 holes right on the Pacific Ocean here. It boggles the mind to think what this piece of real estate would be worth.
Thank you for being on the show today from Torrey Pines, from the Farmers Insurance Open. Last week, though, was an amazing, exciting event. It was inspiring, and I enjoyed the article you wrote in Golf World about Bill Clinton and the way he's resurrected what was the hope and now is the Humana Challenge.
It was inspiring to see that he took his role there as host very, very seriously. And since Bob Hope died in 2003, they really hadn't had that sort of personality who was the engine who drove that tournament. And I was there for 8 days and I saw Clinton every day. He was working the range, shaking hands with all the players, all the caddies, working the galleries and signing autographs, posing for pictures. And the fact that the Clinton Foundation and Humana have an 8-year title sponsorship deal with the tour on that event really gives them a chance. They have enough time to rebuild it, to rebuild its stature.
8 years, that's an immense commitment. And from what I found great during the conference that Bill Clinton moderated the first section of was when he said, wasn't it the closing? I think he did the closing at like a town meeting. And he said, someone asked the question, can we be involved? And frankly, he's like the Pied Piper. I could have just quit everything and said, put me to work. I'm ready to get involved. This person asked, how can we find out what's going on? He said that he'd keep people in the loop, but one of the stipulations was, if you're going to be involved, you're going to be put to work. And I found that inspiring. The fact that he wanted to have something concrete to give to people at the end by next year, another huge commitment on his part. Now, let's get to the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. Two golf courses, the North and the South Course, North Course, South Course. The South Course is more difficult. Did that show up when the players had to switch over to the North Course?
Yeah, this is a tournament where you really don't have any idea who's leading the tournament until after Saturday because the South Course plays several strokes more difficult than the North Course does. We saw some scores in the very, very low 60s on the first couple days. And now everybody just plays the more difficult, the U.S. Open course, as we remember it being now, on both Saturday and Sunday, and things will shake out a little bit better today, and we'll see who's really going to be in contention.
Phil Mickelson won't be in contention. What happened to his game? He missed the cut.
Yeah, as he said, it's it was not one thing. And, you know, it's just one of those cases where he felt like, you know, he was hitting it well on the range and wasn't able to take it from the range out onto the golf course. It looked like he was going to miss the cut last week at the Humana tournament after 36 holes. And if there had been a 36-hole cut there, he would have missed it. But they have a 54-hole cut, and he came back and shot 66. He's very confident about the part of his game that's been troubling him for the last couple of years, and that's the putter. He said he's feeling better on the greens than he has in a couple of years. He just didn't hit the ball close enough these first two rounds. He's going to play the entire West Coast swing except for the match play tournament. So he's giving himself enough reps, enough opportunity to try to get his game fully in gear by the time he gets to the Masters.
So Phil Mickelson isn't playing, and this is a course he's really familiar with. And another person who missed the cut is Anthony Kim. Isn't this one of his home courses?
Yeah, pretty much. He's a puzzle. And he's one of those young guys out here that you look at and you wonder if the missing piece is that he, maybe he just needs to work a little bit harder and focus a little bit harder and bear down. It's one of the things that we tend to forget about, that when Tiger was a 21-year-old out here, Tiger Woods was not only the most skilled player, but he was the hardest worker and he was the smartest player out here. And that's the part of the equation that I think some of these young talented kids coming along really got to focus on is it doesn't come easy. You really got to work your butt off out here.
Okay, I totally got that. And Tiger Woods is, it's really hard to talk about something other than the fact that he's leading. It's amazing to watch him play when he is on, and his recovery shots seem to be working for him. But I want to stick with the Farmers for a little bit longer. I got it down to the rookies, the leaders, and the old guys. The old guys being Ernie Els and Vijay Singh. It's great to see Ernie playing. Wasn't he in a playoff just recently in South Africa?
And I remember we were writing coming out of that, like, okay, was this an indication that Ernie is back, or was it just sort of a fluke in there? And the same thing for Ernie the last few years. The putter has been unreliable for him, and this was a guy with wonderfully gifted and talented hands, great, great feel for a big man around the green. And if he can start making putts, he can still win out here. And I know this for sure. I know him well enough to know that he really, really wants a Masters green jacket badly. He's been in contention there several times. And I think that he's gonna. That's what he's trying to build towards this year is to get there, to get to Augusta, and put himself in contention on the weekend.
Top of the leaderboard, we've got Kyle Stanley and Brant Snedeker. And last week at Humana, I was wondering, how's Brant's hip? He's just come back from hip surgery. It seems like it's doing just fine.
Yeah, he had the hip surgery November 1st. Didn't start playing ball. He didn't start really hitting balls seriously and playing well until New Year's Day, and where he was able to go at it full tilt. And he was talking to him yesterday. He's surprised that his game has come back as quickly. Now, this is a golf course, though, where he's had great success here. He shot a 60 on the North course here in his rookie year, I believe it was. And he's got good feeling about the place, and those things tend to carry over. But, yeah, he's bounced back a lot quicker than he thought he was going to.
I'm not familiar with Kyle Stanley. Can you tell us
about
him?
I think you're going to be by the end of this year. He's another one of those young guys out there that, and it's funny because his agent told me coming into the year, said, you got to keep an eye on this kid. He's going to do something. And there's really a lot of good young players out here right now. Harris English, Bud Cauley, but Kyle's going to be one of those people whose name can be mentioned with any of them.
The rookies, Sang Moon Bai, John Huh, and so soon you'll know. Okay,
Johnny Huh is another local kid from here. He's a Korean American. there was a funny story in the local paper about after he got his PGA Tour card and he came back to play a TPC, and of course anybody with a PGA Tour card can play them for free, and they didn't believe him when he showed up, and he had to produce his ID to be able to get on the golf course.
Who do you think has the chance of winning first, Sungmoon Bae or Sun Yul-Noh?
I saw No play last year in Abu Dhabi, and that's the first time I got a chance to really walk and watch him play. He played with Phil Mickelson over there, and in fact hooked up with Phil's coach, Butch Harmon, during that tournament, and I was very, very impressed with him. I expect to see him win soon.
Sungmoon Bae, by the way, is right at the top of the leaderboard. He's tied for third with Martin Flores. And at the top, we've got Kyle Stanley. Second is Brant Snedeker. I'd like to talk a little bit about Ricky Fowler and what you think of his game right now. Come back and also talk about the cover piece on Sophie Gustafsson that you wrote. Inspiring. Can we take a break and come back after this?
Absolutely.
Thank you. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
On Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. We're talking with Golf World Executive Editor Ron Syrak, and he's at the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego, Torrey Pines, beautiful location, two golf courses. Ricky Fowler, of course, everybody's watching to see when he's going to win on the PGA Tour. What is your sense, Ron, about Ricky's progress?
Well, Ricky's got a final round problem is what it is. I mean, his Sunday scoring average is more than two strokes higher than his overall scoring average. Now, the positive way to look at that is he puts himself in position to win frequently. He's gotten to that spot where he's gone into Sunday with a chance to win the golf tournament. The negative way of looking at it is you got to wonder, is that the problem he's going to figure out? He certainly has time. He's young enough and he's popular enough out here to get it all together and to get the benefit of the doubt. It's funny, I was talking with some of the other writers this morning, and one of them said, you know, how long can Ricky go before people start, you know, making the Anna Kournikova comparison, that here's this, you know, hot young guy out here who's really, really popular, but can't win. I think he's got a couple of years to figure it out. He's got the other stuff really figured out. He interacts with the media and the fans really, really well. He's an all-star that way, does everything that is expected of him, but Sunday thing.
gets him every time. Exactly. I have to wonder, because being in the media room last week at Humana, was such a treat for me to see how the workings of the media actually goes on, how you guys work together, working on your own stories, but being such a close-knit group. What are you talking about? Are you focused on this event, or is the focus on Tiger Woods and what he's doing in the desert?
Yeah, well, we were talking a lot about Tiger this morning. There's no question about it. And, you know, I got up at about 4 in the morning out here to watch it on TV and to see what's going on over there. And because what was interesting today is that he was paired with Rory McIlroy, who didn't really respond to that particular challenge all that well today. And it may benefit from the fact that tomorrow he won't be in Tiger's group, and maybe he can sneak past him from back there. But, you know, it's hard not to be paying attention to what...
To see him at the top of the leaderboard is really something. It closed today. He's tied with Tiger Woods and Robert Rock are tied for first now. Let's get straight now to Sophie Gustafson. Inspiring story, really beautifully written in Golf World about her challenge in life. Not golf. Certainly she's beautiful. It's the stuttering. And she came out, did a television interview, and tell us about your conversations with her.
Well, I've known Sophie for a long time now, quite well. For about 10 years, I was at her wedding, had dinner with her many, many times. And no matter how relaxed she is in a situation, it's very rare for her to be able to go two sentences without stumbling badly and stuttering badly. And when you consider this is a woman who for 20 years now has been playing professional golf, where a big part of what you do is interacting with the media, interacting with the fans. And it was always a fear that she had over her of how people were going to react to her stutter. And when she decided to do the interview on Golf Channel during Solheim Cup last year, which was a taped interview that was slightly edited, but what it was her just coming out as a stutter, saying, I have this affliction, I have this problem. And I think it was a liberating experience for her. She went out and went 4-0 in the Solheim Cup, was one of the stars of the European team. And I think now that everyone knows that she has this speech impediment, that we might see her at the age of 38 play the best golf of her career.
That's fantastic. She also inspires children who have the same problem, stuttering. What were the responses like from the kids to her?
One of the amazing things about Sophie is that she has a terrific sense of humor, and it's hard for her to be able to express that. Well, after she did the interview, she got tons of letters and emails and postings on her blog from parents who were saying that you know, now their children have somebody in a profession that they can look up to as a role model, and what a great, inspiring thing Sophie is that way. And I asked Sophie, what's your advice to children? And she said, you know, just don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. Then she said, you know, being a phone salesman might not be the job that you want to pursue, but the fact is, don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. Just go do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm just kind of like guessing here, but would you be the reporter that she put her hands on your shoulders and said, how do you like me now?
Yeah, that was at the Solheim Cup after she finished, and she won a very, very tough singles match on Sunday against Stacey Lewis. Europe came from behind. It looked like, with about an hour to go, it looked like the United States was going to win, and they won 3.5 of the last 4 points. Sophie's point was a huge point in a 15-13 win, and that was exactly the kind of matches that Sophie had trouble closing out over her career. She's won 5 LPGA tournaments. She's won, I think, 14 on the Ladies European Tour, other tournaments, other tours, but probably should have had more width. And Pia Nielsen, the woman with whom I do books, and one of her theories about Sophie is that sometimes she would sabotage rounds subconsciously late in the round because she feared doing the interviews afterwards. And now that she had that behind her, you know, we saw what the results was at the Solheim Cup.
Co-author Ron Syrak, best-selling Every shot must have a purpose. The most recent is Play Your Best Golf Now. Got my copy right here in my hands. And you've got to subscribe to Golf World. You can't pick it up on a newsstand, and you get the insight from Ron Cyrak and other great writers like Bill Fields. If you can subscribe to Golf World, I suggest you do it. I get mine every week on Thursday here in Hawaii. I think it comes to you on Wednesday on the mainland. Ron, thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
So I was sitting in my office feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in and I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation, Pacific Room Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us now, my friend, Dr. Joe Parent. You've probably read the book Zen Golf, and if you haven't, you should. It's been in print for 10 years. Welcome to the show, Dr. Parent.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. And, you know, I couldn't help talking with Ron Cyrak about Sophie Gustafson and the challenges she has in life. I was reading, you know, instead of focusing, this is from Dr. Parent, instead of focusing on what's wrong with us, what's broken, flawed, or missing, we can take the attitude that there is something fundamentally, essentially, right with us.
That is the basic message. You could say the signature line from the book, and a very different way of approaching life and golf than most people have. They're usually focused on the negative. You know, we look at our we look down the first hole and we say, "Oh, I don't want to miss it over there on the right, and I don't want to miss it over there on the left." Instead of picking a positive target and saying, "This is where I want to go," and I like that about what you and Ron were talking about with Sophie. About not focusing on what you can't do.
Focusing on what you can do.
That's correct.
Yeah. Right now, we were also talking about Phil Mickelson, and in one of your chapters, how to get from the practice tee to the first tee seems to be one of his challenges right now.
You know, I was thinking about that when you were saying it. I actually, my first DVD of video is called Taking Your Range Game to the Course. And it's pretty much the most common issue that somebody comes to me with. And it seems to be about a 10-shot split. They say, why am I a 5 on the range and a 15 on the course, or a 10 on the range and a 20 on the course? Something like that. And it has to do with being able to free it up and swing without being so worried again about what could go wrong. We don't worry about what's going to go wrong on the range. We're just focusing on doing what we're trying to do. But when we get out on the golf course, we're battling with ourselves, and we both are trying to do what we want to do and also trying to not do what we're afraid of. And it's like the gas and the accelerator, I mean the gas and the brake on at the same time. You don't get very far when you have the gas and the brake on at the same time.
No, is that sort of, well, so how do I get from the practice tee to the first tee? What are some of the steps that you suggest that we do?
Well, I talk about that in Zen Golf, and it's really a process. And the process is your swing routine. I don't even call it a pre-shot routine, because your swing really starts as you're getting ready to address the ball. So what we want to do is we want to really be in the more trusting mode instead of the trying mode. When we're on the range, we tee it up. We have an idea of how we want the swing to feel, and then we're going to see what happens. What if we took that attitude out on the golf course and say, you know, I'm going to make a couple of practice swings, which I call programming swings. You want to program in a particular feel. You'll watch the pros on the fairway when they're trying to play a particular shot, or if they, you know, let's say they're trying to hit a little cut off the tee, they're going to make a couple of practice swings that are really programming in the feel. Then you want to connect with your target. And I like people to take a nice full breath and breathe their energy down so that they let themselves sink into the ground and get out of their heads, into their bodies. Feel the ground as you walk up towards the ball, but keep your eyes connected to the target. And then you might want to remind yourself of that program key, you know, like complete and through. Just a very quick phrase that reminds you, oh, I want to do that feel. And what if you took that attitude and said, I'm going to do my best to make that feel move through the ball and then see what happens, which is very different than I need to make the right feel move, the right swing, and do all the right things through the ball to make it go where I want to go. That's where the problem comes in.
So
trying to make it go where you want it to go rather than trusting that if you make the move through, it's going to go pretty much where you had in mind.
I always think of the analogy of throwing a ball. If I'm going to throw the ball, I don't think of where I'm... I mean, I look at the target,
right,
and I take the ball and I throw it at the target. I don't ask whether or not the ball's going to reach there.
I have something else that I think will be really helpful for your listeners, and that is that golf is a game where you aim at a spot, but you're playing to an area. You know, even the Iron Byron robot that they use to test clubs and balls, the shots don't land in the exact same spot. The dispersion pattern is kind of small. The area is a small one and a lot smaller than us because we're not robots, but it's still an area. So we need to understand that we're going to aim at a spot, but we have room. You got to give yourself room to play golf. The example that I use is, you know, if you had a quarter and you put a cup in the middle of a kitchen table, and I were to tell you, you need to throw the quarter. If it doesn't land in the cup, it's a bad throw. You're going to be kind of uptight about it. But if I say, I want you to aim at the cup, but anywhere that it lands on the table is a good throw, how much more relaxed will you be? That's really the idea.
Okay. I'm watching Tiger Woods.
Okay.
And he's aiming for a spot on the green. You know,
right.
Now, I think he's done pretty good, right? But he seems to be very upset because it's not exactly where he wanted it to go. Someone with his skills can maybe get upset with himself for not getting exactly where he... But for the 99.9% of us, we should be a little more forgiving?
Quite a lot more. And in fact, Tiger, when he has that reaction, it's quite a bit out of his area. So, you know, if he's aiming at the flagstick and it comes down anywhere within 12 feet of the flagstick, he's not going to have that reaction. If it comes down 30 feet from the flagstick, he is going to have that reaction. It also depends on what club he has in his hand. I think high handicappers and average golfers have a very unrealistic expectation about how well they should do. They need to give themselves a lot more credit because
I'll ask you a question. What do you think the PGA Tour average distance from the pin is when they're 120 yards out? That's like a gap wedge, a hard sand wedge, to a soft pitching wedge, one of those three clubs. So just 120 yards away, what's their average distance to the hole after the shot?
10 yards.
You mean 10 feet?
I mean, right? 10 feet, yes, excuse me, 10 feet.
It's 20 feet, 6 inches.
Oh, so I gave them a lot better.
Almost 7 yards. Now, if you thought, you know, when you put it 20 feet away, you think you hit a bad shot with your pitching wedge, you're at the PGA Tour average. Can't you give yourself a little bit of a break? I think people need to lower their standards, and they'll enjoy the game a whole lot more. And they'll actually play better because they won't be so tight and trying to force the shots where they want them to go.
Okay, I like the word lower your expectations. I mean, because I think that, you know, everybody wants to play. You know, we go to the course and we expect that even though we haven't practiced in 6 months, we're going to have this really fantastic round because we're going to have this really fantastic round. And those kinds of expectations lead to distress because they're not being fulfilled. And the more distressed you become with the lack of fulfillment, the more tense you get and the least likely you are to have a good time at all.
Well, my Buddhist teacher liked to tell me, no appointments, no disappointments. So if you don't have an appointment with yourself on the 18th green with your lowest score ever, you won't be disappointed.
I like that.
I think when you talk about expectations, we have hopes, and if we're hitting the ball well on the range, that can lead to those expectations. And what usually happens is one loose swing, and we start saying, uh-oh, I'm in trouble, and we start fiddling with things and fixing our swing, and it spirals in the wrong direction. So instead, why don't we have an open curiosity? You know, we can say, you know, I hope I'll play well, and I'm going to do everything I can to prepare to hit each shot as well as I can, and then I want to see what happens. It should be interesting.
You know,
that kind of open curiosity is going to be a whole lot more fun.
Yes, and I couldn't help but think that when you said that people go to the range and see what kind of a shot they're hitting that day, that's assuming people go to the range and actually warm up on the range and then go play. I know so many people who just run to the course, park their car, grab their sticks, run to the, you know, and then they're right on the first tee.
And so for them, they shouldn't have a whole lot of expectation for the first few holes.
At all.
Now, ironically, because of that, because people say, well, I didn't warm up, so I don't have much in the way of expectation, I'm not going to try to do anything special. I'm just going to make as smooth a swing as I can. They often play better on the first few holes. I've heard a lot of people say, I've said it myself, gee, this warming up stuff is overrated. but then they start playing well, and they go, oh, hey, I think I got it today. I'm on track. Here we go. And then they make a bogey, and they go, uh-oh, what did I do wrong? And boom, the focusing on what they're doing wrong, and, okay, well, I need to do this, and they start giving themselves swing instruction. And, you know, in Zen Golf, I have a chapter, during your swing is not the time to give yourself a lesson. And never keep more than 100 thoughts in your mind during your swing.
Never keep more than 100 thoughts?
In your mind. I had one student who said, I'm trying to get down to 100. So what happens is we move into thinking about mechanics and thinking about swing technique instead of continuing to play golf and realizing that bogeys show up and loose swings show up, and we have to accept a bigger range of results as part of the game and not let it throw us off stride.
We're going to come back and talk more. This is a beautiful quote. When body and mind are synchronized, we can uncover our inherent dignity and confidence. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club. Yeah. Boy, Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom-and-pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, in Abu Dhabi, Tiger Woods and Robert Rock. Robert Rock is the guy with all the hair and he doesn't wear a hat, okay? They're tied for the lead at 205, and we've got Peter Hansen, Francesco Molinari. He's playing beautifully, by the way. Rory McIlroy, as well as Paul Lawrie, all tied for third, 207, two shots back. It's a great leaderboard. They're just getting underway now in the third round. This is the Farmers Insurance Open, and Kyle Stanley and Brant Snedeker, Sangmun Bai, Martin Flores, Hunter Mahon, and Bill Haas all at the top of the leaderboard, and they are underway now. The leader's not yet, but soon. We're talking with Dr. Joe Parent. He wrote this magnificent book, Zen Golf, and I'm not going to say the next part quite yet. It's in its 14th printing. It's been out for 10 years, always at the top in Amazon.com's list. Now, the question I have for you, Dr. Parent, you are a Buddhist, right?
That's correct.
Okay. The question, you say Zen Golf, mastering the mental game. Can we ever master the mental game?
You can master your own mental game. But you have to understand that mastery doesn't mean perfection. Mastery means that you're riding the horse isn't riding you.
Ah, explain that.
Well, when we are working with our emotions, for example, often we get overwhelmed by our emotions, and it's as if they're riding us, and they're driving us to do things that we regret, that we aren't even aware that we're doing sometimes, and that we get carried away with. But if you have an ability to be aware of and work with your emotions, it doesn't mean that the emotions stop. We don't want to be a zombie and an automaton. We want to feel, and in fact, we want to feel fully and completely in the present moment. When we do that and we're aware of our emotions, then we can ride them and channel the energy. So when you're out on the golf course and anger arises, we're not trying to shove it down and suppress it and say you shouldn't feel angry. That really doesn't work. What you want to do is you want to take that and say, I'm angry. Where do I channel that energy? I want to channel that into a positive intensity to do a better job of preparing for my next shot and not letting anything get in the way.
I love it. Okay, now when I wake up in the morning and my body and my mind are not synchronized and I am unable to uncover my inherent dignity and confidence, What do you suggest? I have a lot of those mornings.
I understand. Okay. It's actually more simple than you think. My teacher liked to say easy to do, a little hard to accomplish, but it's not complicated to do. And that is, can your body ever be in the past or the future?
No.
Unless you have a time machine,
okay.
Your body's pretty much going to be in the present. But your mind can go to the past or the future. Well, if your mind is in the past, which is really your memory of the past, it's not what actually happened, it's your version of it, or your mind is in the future, which isn't an actual future, it's your fantasy or imagination of what could be. If your mind is in the past or the future, then it can't be synchronized with your body because your body's always in the present. So since we can't change where our body is, we need to change where our mind is, and that is bring it back to the present moment. And because our body is always in the present moment, that's what we use as our reference point, as our focal point. Your body, your breathing, that's what you tune back into. What your sense perceptions are only happening in the present moment. What are you seeing? What are you feeling? What are you hearing right now? As soon as we ask that question and come to that present moment, our mind and our body are synchronized.
You know, I feel so much better right now.
So what we do is we can sit, and what's recommended is sitting up in an upright and dignified position. That gets you started rather than slouching or lying down or sitting in a sloppy way.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting upright and noticing your posture. Notice how it feels when the breath comes in. Notice how it feels when the breath goes out. That's the natural rhythm and movement of our existence. That's what we want to tune into. We bring it to the golf, and you can do that even for 5 or 10 minutes. You'll find yourself settling and being more centered and being more present. And if your mind wanders and you realize, wow, I'm not here, I'm somewhere else, come back and say, what's my reference point? My posture, the in-breath, the out-breath. Now, you do that on the golf course. Before each shot, get present. What are you seeing? Get your body feeling grounded and connected to the ground with a breath that you take a full breath in, full breath out, before you walk up to your shot. That's how you synchronize your body and mind on the golf course.
Thank you very much, Dr. Joe Parent. 10th anniversary of Zen Golf, Mastering the Mental Game. You're available to do lessons, mental game lessons via Skype as well as in person in Ohio?
That's right. I do a lot of phone lessons. I've made a big difference in a lot of people's games never having met them in person.
Amazing.
So telephone, Skype, all over the world, you can find the information on zengolf.com.
Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Have a great day.
We're going to transition now to our next guest. And I've been thinking about her. She's been on the line listening to Dr. Parent, helping us with our mental game. She is an LPGA professional, just got her tour card. Her name is Hannah June. And let's get her on the show right now. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Did you enjoy Dr. Parent's ideas for controlling anger and emotion?
I did. It was very interesting to listen to, and I completely agree with everything he says.
Hannah Yoon, you're 19. How long have you been playing golf?
Ever since I was 4, so 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
Did you expect to get your card this year?
I was preparing for it, yeah. It was my first time playing Q School, but, you know, when I play in an event, and I'm always trying to do my best, and I have a goal, and my goal was to get my card. And, you know, I was lucky enough that it happened this year on my first try.
Wow. Okay. I have to ask you about your coach, I have to ask you about your caddy, and I have to ask you about the equipment that you use.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
First of all, your coach is Kip Putterball from San Diego?
Yes.
How long have you been working with him?
Well, I started working with him originally when I was 10 years old, when my parents and I lived in San Diego. And I worked with him for about a year and a half, almost 2 years. And when I was 12, we moved to Florida, and I attended the IMG Lubiter Academy until I graduated high school. And I just started working with Kip 6 months ago, so it hasn't really been that long, but it's really made a big difference in my game.
So I understand he helped you refine your swing. What happened?
It's just a completely different style of swing and a way of playing golf. You know, I don't want to say either one is good or bad because, you know, obviously Ledbetter has been very successful and, you know, his style is, I guess, I don't really know how to explain it, but he has his way. And Kip just basically, he likes more of the classic swings. You know, we look a lot at Ben Hogan swinging, you know, Jack Nicklaus or Mickey Wright, and it's just a different type of swing. And Kip seems to work with me better.
It felt better. He brought your natural swing out and allowed you into the natural flow of your body?
Right. Well, I think a big part of it is because when I was such a young age, I started to do that swing, so it did just become a natural movement in my body, and it's just easier for me to repeat on a golf course.
That's critical, taking it, as we were talking with Dr. Parent, going from the practice range to the golf course. Now, you've got a really strong person with you on the bag, a caddy, a veteran LPGA caddy, worked with Natalie Gulbis for 6 years, Beth Daniel for years before that, Greg Sheridan.
Yes, I do. I actually haven't worked with him yet. We met, I think he came a couple weeks ago, and he stayed for 10 days. We spoke on the phone a couple times, and he was just coming out to see how it worked out, see if we got along, if we were compatible. And it turns out that, you know, he and I get along very well, and I'm obviously very lucky to have such an experienced caddy as him. So we will start working together in Australia next week. So I'm really excited about that.
I bet. Now, do you like it when your caddy works closely with you? Do you like them helping you read the line of a putt, for instance?
Well, the thing is, my dad's been my caddy for the past 2 years, and he really doesn't know a whole lot about the actual game of golf. He really enjoyed playing it, and he was an avid golfer, but he would shoot in the 80s, and he's not exactly the best at green reading and things. So I had to learn how to do everything by myself. But I think with Greg, I will start to ask his opinion on, you know, if I'm not sure about something, then I'll ask him. And when he was over here working with me, we started discussing, you know, which clubs to hit into greens, what type of shot I want to hit. So, yes. I think I do want a closer relationship with the caddy and just someone that I can trust.
Yeah, especially since you're now on tour and you're going to places where you've never played before and maybe he has.
Right, exactly. I mean, he's been out there for 20 years, so, you know, he's seen it all. And I'll be learning a lot from him. I'm actually going to be expecting him to guide me, you know, because he knows my game and he knows the course, so he'll have an idea of what would be best or, you know, how to play the course. So I'll definitely be asking much of his advice.
I would feel a lot more confident if I had someone like him on the, like Greg on the bag, you know? I mean, it's...
Right.
Exactly. Now, all right, somebody's given me a tip on the clubs that you use. Someone who actually worked with you during Q school. You probably know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I understand that you're playing the TaylorMade R11 driver.
And, I am?
Yeah, and the RBZ 3 Wood. And
yes, I am.
And so tell me, I understand you're getting like 20 more yards with your driver and 10 more with the three wood over the previous TaylorMade. And I talked to somebody over who's at the PGA show. He's going to be coming up in just a couple of minutes. He said the rocket balls, I mean, it's amazing what they're doing with these clubs. They're even getting more distance.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, the theory with the rocket balls, from what I've heard, is that the faster your swing speed is, the more distance you're going to gain from your previous club. And, you know, I've heard that Dustin Johnson was hitting his three wood like 320 yards.
Yeah.
and, you know, it's, for someone like us to be hearing that, it's kind of sickening. And honestly, I am jealous. But,
but I think... Wait a minute. Hold it. I think you've got, you hit yours 270 yards, the driver, 275?
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. Sickening.
Well, you know, a girl can dream.
Yeah, but I think you're going to do just fine, Hannah. So, yes, go ahead.
Oh, I mean... Yeah, I do hit the three wood 10 yards farther than my R11 three wood. And, you know, I was so happy with that. And with the R11S driver, it did show that I was carrying it 20 yards longer with the launch monitor. But unfortunately, with that one, I couldn't control the accuracy. So we had to make another R11S. But, yeah, that one goes 10 yards farther as well.
Wow.
So I am so incredibly impressed with what TaylorMade has done, because, you know, every year people say, oh, you're going to hit it 10 yards farther, and, you know, it's really not that realistic, but with these, it is.
Apparently so. It's truly it's truly amazing. I'm thrilled. Now, I want to ask you, a lot of people, when they introduce you, and your last name is kind of confusing, they want to rhyme it with sun.
Yeah.
But you're actually... Yun. Is it Yun?
It's Yun. Oh, well, you can either pretend that it's the U is two O's. It's a strong U. So just put like a silent E at the end or do whatever you have to do, but it's Yun, yes.
Yun. Good.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to remember your name because I'm going to talk to you again.
Okay.
I just know it. we're gonna be talking a lot as you progress through your rookie year.
I would love to.
Excellent, and I wish you all the best as you go to the Australian Women's Open that's coming up next week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Aloha, we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
So I was sitting in my office, feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation, Pacific Room Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now,
Welcome back to the clubhouse, and this is the Golf Club, joined now by Brian Taylor, Real Golf Radio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. It's a beautiful day. I'm about to go to Kauai. I'm going to play at Princeville. It couldn't get much better, except maybe being over at the PGA merchandise show. You know, I was looking at all of the news releases and all of the Golf Channel and everybody talking. It seems like the perfect place to be to meet anyone who is anyone in the game of golf, the celebrities.
We had a chance to meet Lexi Thompson yesterday. Johnny Damon was here, former Yankee and Red Sox player. So there's a lot of people that are milling around, a lot of celebrities that are non-golf people who love the game are also, you know, here and milling around, sort of enjoying it. I think that's what you find is, you're right, Danielle, it's a collection of those who are in the industry and those who love the game of golf, and they all sort of gather here every January in Orlando, and it's fun to renew acquaintances and to see all the new stuff and have a good time.
Yeah, I was watching Hank Haney this morning, and he's talking about all the different places he's going to be, all the different people that are, you know, he's associated with. So I'll be at this booth and this booth and this booth. And Paula Creamer, you interviewed her, didn't you, sometime on Friday?
I did. Yeah, I had a chance to chat with her, and she's fantastic. I will say that while we didn't talk about it in our interview, I couldn't help but notice that there was quite a sparkle and shine coming off the ring finger of her left hand.
Ooh.
I think that's something to keep an eye on later. But she looks great. She's got her own line, her own shoe brand that she loves. She loves fashion. She loves being a part of this. And Adidas gives her that opportunity to really design her own apparel line and shoe line. So, in fact, it's funny. She's a total girl. I mean, what you see with the ribbons and the hair, that's who she is. She loves shopping. She's a girl. And she's 25 now, and she's, focused on physical fitness. She's focused on, working on her game. And her goal is to become the number one American player. And I think that's a great goal to have because, as I mentioned, having a chance to meet Lexi Thompson and chat with her and her dad. I talked to her dad for quite some time, and a really great story with her. I think the U.S. women's game is in good hands, where for a while we weren't sure what we would see there, but I think it's going to be fun to watch these girls compete for the next several years.
I'm looking forward to it. She's going to make everybody step up their game, including Michelle Wee.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, what was great to hear is her dad, Lexi Thompson's dad. Of course, Lexi turned 17 soon, but still very much a child, if you will. She said that Michelle Wee has been super, super nice to her, and that's great. It's great to see that people embrace the young players coming out there. I think you have to recognize that. And Michelle probably has a unique perspective coming out, you know, at a very young age herself.
Now let's get to the equipment. Last year, TaylorMade made a huge splash. I mean, huge. They had this monster room. Who made the biggest impression on you in the equipment industry?
Well, I think TaylorMade one-upped themselves from last year, honestly. They've essentially recreated Carlsbad. It's funny. Everyone's joking about the entrance to Orlando and Disney World and all of that. They have a setup for the Rocket Balls area where you come walking in through this neon tunnel, and they've got rocket boosters overhanging, and they've got a fog machine and the sounds of a spaceship. It's pretty phenomenal. You look at yourself and go, wow. Everyone's talking about it. The Rocket Balls line obviously has a very unique name. Some people hate it. Some people love it. A lot of people are indifferent, but I'll tell you, I had a chance to hit it. They put me on an independent monitoring system, and from their last year burner three wood to this year's Rocket Ball three wood, I, on average, not just the longest, on average, hit it 31 yards further. I mean, that's incredible, 31 yards.
That people work their lifetime to get 30 more yards, and you're telling me that just with one club year difference that you could get 30 more yards?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about hitting a pitching wedge in instead of a seven iron. I mean, that's the difference if you were able to rip a three wood that far. Dustin Johnson hit it 329 in the air with that three wood. In fact, the interesting thing is a lot of the tour pros are starting to put 17 degree three woods in because they're hitting the 15 degree so far. It's actually too far for what their normal spacing is. And so they'll go to the 17 degree. That way they can get it up high. They'll still hit it further than the old three wood, but it's coming in at a steeper angle, which is going to make it land softer. And it's crazy. The technology has something to do with moving the center of gravity forward, which is sort of against conventional thinking with a fairway wood when you'd think you'd move it back. but it's that increases your swing speed. Thus, you get more distance out of your shots, which is phenomenal, and that's really what everybody's talking about.
You know what's weird, though? I mean, Jack Nicklaus with 2.0 and everybody trying to get more people into the game, it's like we're going on two different paths in this game. One is taking these great players and these great courses into a world that none of us, 99.9% of the golfers, could possibly follow. And yet we want more and more golfers to get into the game to support the industry. Do you see this divergent? How are we going to make this work together?
Yeah, I think that's really the question. You know, I think it's always been that way. You know, how do you get players who are trying to pick up this game, who want to be able to enjoy it, and yet really physically can't do what you need to take on today's modern golf courses? And I think that's always been Jack's thing. Jack has long wanted to roll the golf ball back. I think maybe he's saying that's not going to happen. And so, you know, he started to do some things out in Muirfield Village where he's playing 12-hole rounds and 6-hole rounds and things where he's trying to make it a little more fun, play it a bit shorter. You have to play in a certain amount of time and those kinds of things. I really do think there's a place for that. I really do. I think that there's a lot of us who can identify with an opportunity to go out after work and just maybe play 6 holes. I think that's why a lot of people join private clubs, is for that opportunity to go out and do that kind of a thing. But it's something that needs to be addressed. Unfortunately, over the first few weeks of the PGA Tour season, we're talking about slow play, and that's something that that has to be fixed really from the elite level PGA Tour players, because so many amateur golfers like to emulate the guys they see on TV, and you just don't need them lining up putts from 7 different angles, or that's what you're going to see on your Muni courses.
That drives me crazy. All right. Now, what about the really weird and different? I mean, that's part of the PGA show, too, right? The strange stuff that somebody comes out with. Did you see anything that really struck you as odd?
Well, yeah. I mean, in fact, Bob and I were trying to come up with it. We used to call it the weird stuff or the crazy stuff, but I think it's more like equipment you didn't know you needed. I think that's probably the category that would fall into. But, you know, the training aids, if you just wander through the training aids section, you sort of wonder what exactly they're trying to do. I mean, some of them look like science projects. Some of them look like some sort of torture, chambers, all kinds of things that you really would have no idea how you're supposed to attach these items to your person and somehow improve your golf swing. So there's some of those kinds of things. Over the years, my favorite, I think all-time favorite one here at the PGA show was an umbrella hat.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Okay, I need that. I want to wear that while I'm playing golf, too. That won't distract me. Now, this has been great talking with you. I really appreciate the time that you've given me. I've been talking with Brian Taylor. He is one of two guys who make up Real Golf Radio. It's Brian and Bob, and I'd like to know where we can listen to you.
Well, the best place to find us is SiriusXM. Do you get SiriusXM out in Hawaii? I don't even know that.
We don't. You know, we're not.
Uh-huh.
It's nationwide, but they forgot that we're part of the nation.
Well, that happens a lot. It's good to forget that when you come out there on vacation, but
good point.
That's inconvenient, right?
Yeah, it is inconvenient.
So the best place you can catch us is online, realgolfradio.com, convenient anytime listening all week long. You can podcast the shows and things of that nature. There's also a TuneIn app for your iPhone, and you can go on and do a TuneIn and link up to Real Golf Radio also. Follow us on Twitter, @RealGolf as well, and we appreciate the opportunity to come and talk with you, and I would love to come out and actually sit with you and do a radio show, since that would be my first time to Hawaii.
That would be great
to do that. So.
Oh, let's do it. Okay, cool. I'm looking at your picture right now. Which one are you on the left or on the right?
I am the one that is follically challenged, so that should probably help you out a little bit. So.
You've got the best personality.
Thank you. I got to have something to show for it.
Right on. Brian Taylor, Real Golf Radio, thanks for being on the show with me this morning.
You got it. Anytime. Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets. assets, or join the STAR team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. STAR Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get STAR Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Looking at the Farmers Insurance Open right now and watching the leaderboard, keep an eye on Pat Perez. He's been lurking since the Sony and at the Humana, and now here tied for fifth as we go into the third round there. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. Now joining us, the man... Let's get him on right now. James Ross, welcome to the show. Are you still with us, James?
Holy monkey, yo.
Could you try that one more time, please? I think
I'm
you're trying...
I'm a month late, but melee kleeky maka and a holy monkey hickey ho.
Very nicely done. Yes, not bad at all. Goodness, it is a month late, but that's all right. We haven't talked since last year. Your most recent Prairie Winds experience, I enjoy the characters that you've created. They all get together in the clubhouse at Prairie Winds, and then you create these incredible stories. Pabby's Score is the most recent. It's out, almost. Is it out? Can I buy it yet? I have my advanced review copy. Can anyone get theirs?
We released it about 10 days ago, and the links are currently being placed on Amazon. I should have those next week. And we're also converting it to e-format.
Okay. Oh, e-format. Very good. I've become very happy with the e-format. I didn't think I would. I do like holding a book, but I like the tablet, so when you're traveling, it makes it that much easier. Less weight. Now, I want to ask you a question. There's this new HBO show about horseback, horse racing. Luck is the name of it. It just so happens that in Pabby's Score, you've got a lot about horse racing going on. Did you know that Luck was coming out?
Well, no, I did not. What I tried to do with Pabby's Score is, as you well know, I've got special needs children in that story. They're the focus. And it's my feeling that we all have certain gifts. Well, these two special needs children each had their own gift, and that's where the horse track came into play.
Okay, so it was basically the way that some children are able to remember statistics. And that sort of thing. That's how the horse racing came in.
Yeah, I basically gave them savant characteristics, and in Pabby's case, he was a whiz at the horseback.
Okay, and then used by some of your characters in the book.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And now, where do you get inspired? Your storylines.
You know, somebody asked me that, and I would just say I've had a wonderful life. I've met a large variety of people. And I've borrowed from everyone I've met.
So some people reading this might see themselves?
I would think that a lot of people will see themselves. What we try to do is create people with characteristics that we're all going to run into in our daily living.
Some of the people, though, that you have in here, and that's what's interesting about reading your books, they're politically incorrect.
Thank you.
Oh, what do you mean, thank you? Explain.
Well, I'd like to be a little bit controversial. My character is going to have a voice just like everybody that walks down the street or goes shopping or visits a golf pro shop. We're all going to have opinions, and there's there's nothing wrong with expressive notes.
No, I suppose not. But you have your characters really do like one each other, and yet they tend to call each other sometimes some racially inappropriate names.
And that's fine because they love each other. They compete against each other. They drink beer with each other. They eat with each other, and they do things off the golf course with each other.
And they say things that, for instance, Steve Williams said things he shouldn't say. He said he was saying them in a closed environment, did not think they would get out. So is that what your characters do? They speak in a closed environment? Where
I think that they, as we all either have a teammate or a competitor on the golf course, we're going to have our laughs, we're going to have our jabs, and I think that that's what my characters do.
Yes.
If they don't jab at each other, they're going to jab at the event of the day or whatever's going on in the news. And that gives them the, what's the right word, the personality that each one has.
Yeah, well, it's great because there's a black gentleman who comes up from the ravaged South. And he makes his home at Prairie Winds. There's the Oriental man who comes, I don't know where he's come from, but he makes his home at Prairie Winds. There's the former pilot, brash and crazy and drunken, and he makes his home at Prairie Winds. You read James Ross's books, and you'll find someone you recognize.
Thank you.
Not that guy.
I've got my barber from Beirut, which is my Middle Easterner. I've got my Hispanic lawn care provider, which came up from Mexico. Bowtie was in a prior life. He was a rock icon that traveled up and down the honky tonk bars of the Mississippi. Captain Jer is my alcoholic pilot, who's now retired. I've got an aged veterinarian. And on and on and on. And these are all guys that have come together with a common bond, and that is golf.
You also have some pro ball players, right?
Yes, and the one that I'm working on right now is going to preview that even more.
Okay, good, good, good. And the common bond, as you said, is golf. And it brings them all together. Where they, J-Dub is your golf course owner. And I like the fact that so many authors kill off some of the most interesting people. You've kept J-Dub in this struggle to maintain his golf course throughout all of your books.
J-Dub, yeah, he's the head pro and the owner of the golf course, and it's a public operation. The way I like to describe it is it's sort of like the Cheers bar, and, you've got your head bartender there that's running the place. He's the owner and the proprietor running it, serving the drinks, but then you've got your customers that come in, which is the golfers, and they congregate there. They all have lives away from the golf course, and guess what? They all have a story to tell.
Some of the stories you must have gleaned from the headlines, some of the social storylines, the criminal storylines, the political storylines, and some the taxation, the way the government intrudes on lives.
Danielle, it's like all of us. These guys, these characters are expressing an opinion that all of us have. I have an opportunity to do that through the voices of my characters. And they're going to differ. And they're going to differ from character to character and personality to personality. But they are pertinent to our lives, and I think that those messages need to be heard.
Absolutely. And it's interesting to hear them say things that people aren't supposed to say. Why did you decide to bring the challenged children, the ones with special needs, into the book?
That's the toughest thing about the books, to me, is creating the plots. The characters are the fun part of it. But, the characters can only drive the story so far. And you have to have a little intrigue and mystery and drama in there. As you know, and you've read Pappy's story, you've read the advanced copy. That's kind of a statement against the lawyers, courts, and judges in our abusive court system. And I had to create victims because these two children were victimized indirectly by something that they did not know I had to create innocence, naivety, and what better way to do it than with two special needs autistic children.
Okay. Understood. You also take on the municipalities that are challenged with budget constraints right now with this book.
Our country's going bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should close our eyes and say that it is going on. If we don't have, I think we've got 13 states in trouble right now, and I think municipalities follow after that. What's the reason for that? What's going on behind the scenes that we as the public don't know?
And you try to bring all of this into this book. That's what I find fascinating about what you do, is you bring so many social issues around just a golf course. And where's the setting of this golf course? What part of the country are we in?
Prairie Winds is my setting. I created it just east of the Mississippi River in southern Illinois, across the river from St. Louis. It's high up on the Mississippi Bluffs overlooking the river.
It's beautiful. Well, thank you for being on the show. Looking forward to getting it. You're going to have a link soon at Amazon.com?
Yeah, I've got www.authorjamesross.com, and the link will be available on Amazon probably next week.
Say that again, www.jamesross.com?
That's right.
Excellent. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
And thanks, Danielle.
You're already working on the next one?
Sherry Shot.
You're amazing.
There's going to be a female involved in this one.
Oh, well, good. It's about time. There are way too few women in golf, and there are way too few women in your books.
Sherry is going to be the focus. We can't say that. I know we're under a time constraint, but Julie is one of my most lovable characters. More comments on her.
I know Julie is great, but she's the only girl. And what's up with that?
Well, I've
got to get more women into the game.
And I'll give you a simple answer. I don't think like a woman.
Oh, is that your problem?
Well, is that a problem?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, maybe you should team up with somebody who can help you with the storyline from the female perspective.
Sherry Shot's going to be a very big challenge for me. I guarantee that.
All right. All right. Well, it's good talking to you. We'll talk
again, Danielle, real
soon.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
So I was sitting in my office, feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation, Pacific Room Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. On the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. You'd like to play a round of golf? You don't know where to go? How about Volcano? It was 46 degrees around 6:30 this morning. Should be warmer by 10:42. They got a tee time then, or 11:06. Makalei, 12:28 and 12:52. Poipu, 9:10, 10:20. And the Southside Men's Club is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. We've got Royal Hawaiian Country Club, formerly Luana Hills. Yes, it's now the Royal Hawaiian Country Club. 1210 and 130 McKenna. There's a 936, a 1032, and an 1120. All right, every year, the PGA Tour and its top players, of course, descend upon the TPC Four Seasons Las Colinas Golf Course for the H.P. Byron Nelson Championship. All right, we're going to go there, in a sense. We're joined now by Meredith Lemoran. She's a fashion buyer for the Four Seasons Resort and Club Dallas at Las Colinas. Good morning, Meredith.
Good morning. Aloha. Mahalo.
You're wonderful. You've got such energy. You're just back from the PGA show.
Yes.
And we talked a little bit earlier with someone who's been at the PGA show, and we talked a little bit about the lack of women in a gentleman's book. I was just talking to James Ross.
Mm-hmm.
What did you find the most exciting about what you saw at the merchandise show?
Well, I have to say there's two pillars to that answer. There's the menswear excitement, and then there's the women's wear excitement. And can I answer on both of those?
Absolutely, please.
Can I have a two-part answer?
You can have answer, yes.
Let's start ladies first. For women, I feel as though, you know, for a long time, golf has been kind of cornered as its own little fashion segment for, you know, golf for women. It's so isolated. And right now, I feel like the industry is finally getting it, that the pieces that women want to wear are not for strictly the golf course. They need to be transitional pieces, and they need to be, you know, classic and timeless and regal. And, you know, that is something that I guess, you know, as a whole for men and women is something that's resurfacing as, I won't even call it a trend. I think it's just an ideology of being, you know, you can jump on the trends and you can ride the wave, but, you know, at the end of the day, you want something that's going to be timeless.
Exactly. That's my feeling. Yes. So you saw that at the show.
I definitely saw that at the show. I saw that from Peter Millar. I love that link for Grace and Game. I mean, just, you know, really, you know, I'm sorry, but we're letting go of the granimals of women's fashion. You know, we're not going to be matchy-matchy, cherries on your shirt, match the cherries on your skirt. Like, it's no longer that way. We are sophisticated women, the people that are engaging in the game of golf, and we don't want to be, you know, a joke on the golf course, basically,
you
know?
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. The trend for men is a classic as well?
It is, and I think I'm going to go ahead and divide that answer. There's two pillars of, you know, there's functionality and playability that's really taking, you know, if you look at Dunning Golf, you know, it's all about their fit and their performance of their, you know, your clothing is part of your equipment. Then at the same time, there's a very big call out for heritage and people that really respect the game, and they want that refined classic, you know, Arnold Palmer, Bobby Jones, Ben Hogan, all of those guys that you still, you know, you would die to be able to wear what they had on. You know, they're just so tailored, and, you know, they owned it. And
yes,
and that's what every player wants to feel when they step on that first tee box.
You have to feel good in your clothes to be able to play well. And there is no question. Now, but what about the young kids? They're always going to buck tradition.
You're right. And I guess in a way it's their, you know, it's their sense of rebellion, you know, and every kid kind of goes through that. And so it's exciting in its own right that, you know, they're kind of creating their own identity. But, you know, I think that it's kind of part of the maturing process, you know, that you embrace the brightness and you embrace the, you know, look at me, I'm confident in my game and I'm confident in my outfit. And, you know, it really is. It's exciting. The thing is we all need to grow the game of golf. It's a sport that needs more participants in order to sustain itself. So, you know, whatever attracts the young guys, I'm going to 100% support as a buyer and as a retailer and a fashion director and things like that, you know.
Yes.
If that excites them and perks their ears up, you know, well, we're going to make sure that we support that trend.
I would just like to know what next, well, Ricky Fowler, is he going to grow out of this, the outfits that he wears, and what is he going to grow into? It's going to be interesting to watch Ricky, because everybody seems
to... It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be. Now, for the shoes, I mean, I've heard Crocs is going into the shoes big time. Hank Haney is one of the promoters of the Crocs shoe line. Oh, what do you think?
I don't like it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I want honesty. Yes.
I like the street style shoe because I feel like it transitions where you don't have to feel like you are, you know, in certain cultures, the game of golf is treated like you dress to the nines. You know, in the Asian market, a lot of times you dress to the nines and you stop for tea after four holes and you change your outfit. And it's very, you know, it reminds me almost of like medieval. And then, for our culture, though, I think that golf needs to be something that you can just, you know, go from the office to the course and back out for dinner with the family or whomever, and you don't feel like you have to stop and wardrobe change every, you know, every other hour, you know?
Thank you.
So I think that, you know, the street shoe is a trend that is definitely going to hang on for a while. But there again, we talk about the kids. They're the ones buying classics off of eBay, FootJoy classics off of eBay, because they want that real timeless. You know, I don't know. It's all just people kind of grasping onto different trends, and kids who want to wear like the loud pants, but they want the classic shoe. Whereas in the more mature golfer wants, you know, more of a lifestyle approach. You know, so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where it evolves in the next few years. But I don't think the street shoe is going away. I think the Croc shoe. I guess
it's probably going to be
application in certain demographics. I'm personally not going to buy a pair for my husband.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. Meredith LeMorand, we're going to talk with you again. A fashion buyer, and I appreciate your time. Four Seasons Resort and Club Dallas at Las Colinas. Thank you for being on the show with me. And thank
Danielle,
you.
It's been such my pleasure. Y'all are great.
Excellent. We'll do it again.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants and ancient places of worship. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal, and when you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, you know who to call. It's Alakai Mechanical, whether for plumbing or for air conditioning. The Sony Open, thank you for being one of our sponsors. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection from your home, or for your home, I should say, for your business, for your concert, for your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Star Protection was there. Get the Star Team on your property, California and Hawaii, and the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, anchored by the legendary Black Rock. You can always catch us at RadioGolfClub.com. We've got our show archive there, iTunes, or at Stitcher Radio. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.